ruse, Tiffany saw at least three broomsticks in the air heading the same way. They reached a proper track, too, and groups of people were travelling in the same direction. There were a few pointy hats among them, which was a definite clue. The track dropped on down through some woods, came up in a patchwork of little fields, and headed for a tall hedge, from behind which came the sound of a brass band playing a medley of songs from the shows, although by the sound of it, no two musicians could agree on what song or which show. Tiffany jumped when she saw a balloon sail up above the trees, catch the wind and swoop away, but it turned out to be just a balloon and not a lump of excess brine. She could tell this because it was followed by a long scream of rage mixed with a roar of complaint.
I want a balloon!
Which is the traditional sound of a very small child learning that with balloons, as with life itself, it is important to know when not to let go of the string. The whole point of balloons is to teach small children this. However, on this occasion, a broomstick with a pointy-hatted passenger rose above the trees, caught up with the balloon, and towed it back down to the trials ground.
"Didn't used to be like this," Granny Weatherwax grumbled as they reached the gate. "When I was a girl, we used to meet up in some meadow somewhere all by ourselves. But now, oh no, it has to be a grand day out for all the family. Ha!"
There had been a crowd around the gates leading into the field, but there was something about that ha. The crowd parted as if by magic, and the women pulled their children a little closer to them as Granny walked right up to the gate. There was a boy there selling tickets and wishing now that he'd never been born. Granny Weatherwax stared at him. Tiffany saw his ears go red.
"Two tickets, young man," said Granny.
Little bits of ice tinkled off her words.
That'll be one child and one senior citizen,
the young man quavered. Granny leaned forward and said,
"What is a senior citizen, young man?"
It's like, you know, old folks," the boy mumbled.
Now his hands were shaking. Granny leaned farther forward. The boy really, really wanted to step back, but his feet were rooted to the ground. All he could do was bend backwards.
"Young man," said Granny, "I am not now, nor shall I ever be, an old folk. We'll take two tickets, which I see on that board there is a penny apiece."
Her hand shot out, fast as an adder. The boy made a noise like, "Nyee," as he leapt back.
"Here's tuppence," said Granny Weatherwax.
Tiffany looked at Granny's hand. The first finger and thumb were held together, but there did not appear to be any coins between them. Nevertheless, the young man, grinning horribly, took the total absence of coins very carefully between his thumb and finger. Granny twitched two tickets out of his other hand.
"Thank you, young man," she said, and walked into the field.
Tiffany ran after her.
"What did—"
she began, but Granny Weatherwax raised a finger to her lips, grasped Tiffany's shoulder, and swiveled her around. The ticket seller was still staring at his fingers. He even rubbed them together. Then he shrugged, held them over his leather money bag and let go. Clink, clink. The crowd around the gate gave a gasp, and one or two of them started to applaud. The boy looked around with a sick kind of grin as if, of course, he'd expected that to happen.
"Ah, right," said Granny Weatherwax happily. "And now I could just do with a cup of tea and maybe a sweet biscuit."
"Granny, there are children here, not just witches."
People were looking at them. Granny Weatherwax jerked Tiffany's chin up so that she could look into her eyes.
"Look around, eh? You can't move down here for amulets and wands and whatnot. It'll be bound to keep away, eh?"
Tiffany turned to look. There were sideshows all around the field. A lot of them were funfair stuff that she'd seen before at agricultural shows around the chalk. Roll a penny, lucky dip, bobbing for piranhas, that sort of thing. The ducking stool was very popular among young children on such a hot day. There wasn't a fortune-telling tent because no fortune-teller would turn up at an event where so many visitors were qualified to argue and answer back. But there were a number of witch stalls. Zack's had a huge tent with a display dummy outside wearing a skyscraper hat and a zephyr billow cloak, which had drawn a crowd of admirers. The other stalls were smaller, but they were thick with things that glittered and tinkled, and they were doing a brisk trade among the younger witches. There were whole stores full of dream catchers and curse nets, including the new self-emptying ones. It was odd to think of witches buying them, though. It was like fish buying umbrellas. Surely a hiver wouldn't come here with all these witches. She turned to Granny Weatherwax. Granny Weatherwax wasn't there. It is hard to find a witch at the witch trials. That is, it is